we came so close to not being at all. There were only a few thousand humans left, maybe fewer, clinging to the shores of southern Africa on the brink of oblivion. The catastrophic eruption of Mount Toba in Sumatra 70,000-odd years ago, there's been nothing its equal since, spewed 2,800 cubic kilometers of ash into the atmosphere, spreading from the Arabian Sea in the west to the South China Sea in the east, and giving the Earth the equivalent of 6 years of nuclear winter. Toba is considered by some scientists to be the most catastrophic event the human species has ever endured. Homo sapiens was already in trouble. Although we had mastered tools and fire during our 130,000-year history to that point, the Earth was in a cooling cycle that had wiped out much of the food supply. Now, Toba made things much, much worse. We foraged for tubers and harvested shellfish in the last inhabitable African enclaves. One more bit of bad news, and that might have been the end of us. This, at least, is one theory held by anthropologists and archaeologists. There are others who suggest humans had already migrated out of Africa by this time, and that the impact of Toba is exaggerated. But it's hard to abandon the thought of a bedraggled humanity on the cusp of extinction, struggling to nourish its few remaining young in a hardscrabble world before the skies cleared, the earth wobbled, and the sun once again warmed the land. But we moved slowly. The bravest humans in history might have crossed the straits between Southeast Asia and Australia some 50,000 years ago, though there is new evidence suggesting they might have gotten there earlier. Some might have been swept there by accident, but others must have set out with purpose onto a sea with an unbroken horizon simply because of what they had heard from those who had made it back alive. What is now China was also being settled, and about 15,000 years ago, humans crossed the land bridge that then connected Siberia to Alaska, beginning their long trek down the Americas. Again, all these dates are contested. Around 12,000 years ago, first in the Middle East and then independently elsewhere around the world, the most important of all human discoveries extended our lives and increased our numbers. People started to notice that seeds dropped from grasses produced new grasses the next year. Instead of wandering from place to place, herding and hunting animals and gathering fruits and grains, it made more sense to stay put, planting and harvesting the crops and tending the livestock. But not everyone was needed in the fields, so labor began to specialize, which made things complicated, which led to government and an organized economy. The hunter-gatherers retreated slowly. A few are with us to this day in isolated settings, but civilization emerged. Sumer, Egypt, the Shia dynasty, the Indus Valley, the Mayans. Progress was uncertain. The rise and fall of empires signaled waning and waxing stress, the planet warming or cooling and wreaking havoc with harvests. The arrival of the latest viral or bacterial scourge. Knowledge was lost that had to be painfully relearned. At first, the East lagged behind the West because it had been settled later, but by the time of Christ, the Roman and Han empires were roughly equivalent, so equivalent that each might have brought about the downfall of the other. Each evolved their own unique combination of deadly diseases, writes Ian Morris, and until 200 BCE, these developed almost as if they were on different planets. But as more and more merchants and nomads moved along the chains linking the cores, the disease pools began to merge, setting loose horrors for everyone. From the dawn of civilization in Mesopotamia and Egypt around 3200 BCE through to the dawn of the Renaissance in 1300 CE, the story was the same. Some combination of geography, leadership, and technological advance conferred advantage on this tribe or that people who conquered all before them. In the peace that followed, roads were built, plows improved, laws passed, taxes gathered. Then, something happened. Bad harvests, contagion, far-off tumult that sent warriors fleeing or raiding from the periphery to the center, which could not hold. Collapse, rebuild, repeat. Yet not all progress was lost, and as east or west or south declined, things got better elsewhere. Islam preserved knowledge lost to the west with the fall of Rome, even as India discovered the zero, which made so much possible. The latest plague produced the latest antibodies to resist it. In Eurasia, at least, immunity became a powerful tool of progress. The planet's population grew from those few thousands in the wake of the Toba eruption to between 5 and 10 million during the first agricultural revolution. At 1 CE, there were perhaps 300 million. By 1300 CE, with China united, enlightened, and advanced under the Song dynasty, Islam stretching from India to Spain, and Europe finally emerging from its post-Roman Dark Age, the global population had peaked at around 400 million. And then, the most terrible thing happened.